Did not participate were Zach Brown, hamstring, Achilles, Nicholson, concussion, Reed, hamstring, Trent Williams, knee, Moses, ankle. Limited were McLean, toe, Spate, ankle, Harris, concussion, Chase Roulier, hand, and then everybody else is full.
Did you report that Jordan Reed won't be playing on Sunday?
There is a report.
That Schefter.
Oh, wow. Well, there is a good chance he won't play, but there is a chance he will play.
So assuming there's a chance he will play means IR is not in the discussion yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, no. Thank you.
With your injuries at inside linebacker, just how has that kind of affected the defense as a whole and just from, you know, using guys like Zach and Josh from Mason?
Well, that's the quarterback of your defense, so it hasn't had an effect, unfortunately. I'd be lying if it didn't. You know, Mason was the first one that hurt us quite a bit, and then obviously Will Compton was a great he's got a lot of experience and played a lot for this team and is a very good linebacker, and then losing him hurt, and then Spate's been in and out of the lineup. We got Zach Vigil, who stepped in, did a nice job to go along with Zach, but you like to have a tandem there to communicate, and when you're changing all the time, you know, it makes it a little more difficult, a little more challenging, but I've been impressed with the way Zach has stepped in there.
Something not related to that. With Ryan Anderson, just what have you seen from his progression this year? Is it kind of where you thought it would be to this point? I mean, he's playing kind of in a rotation.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, early on, you know, we weren't sure about Junior Gallette's status, you know, coming off the two Achilles. You know, you got Ryan and you had Preston coming back, and obviously we had Trent Murphy coming back. So we got him for some depth, and we're really looking at him to just kind of feel his way through here, learn a position, and in a year or two be ready to dominate the position, hopefully. But I like where he's at. I like his progression. I'm sure he's frustrated a little bit with his playing time as his junior and all that stuff, but we got four pretty good ones, and Chris Carter can fill in also if need be. He's doing a great job on special teams, but those guys got to be patient, and then when they do get in there, take advantage of the reps if they can.
You said Nicholson was out today.
Who?
Is that Monte Nicholson?
Yeah.
Now, is that he practiced on Monday? Was there a setback, change in status? What happened there?
A little bit of a setback, yes.
Obviously, the offensive line has faced a weekly challenge of injury. But could you speak to the extra challenge of the pass rush that they'll face this weekend with Bosa and Ingram in particular?
Yeah, those guys are good, without a doubt. And they move them around. You know, it's not like they're in one spot where you can plan and help. You know, I think Ingram especially does an excellent job lining them over guards, and they have different fronts where they can move them around. But both very effective pass rushers, different but effective. And it'll be a great challenge for our guys.
And on Roulier, was his cast any different today than it was yesterday? Has he had a setback or is –
We just got him out there a little bit to do some practice. He had a whole thing on his hand today to get him some work. You know what I mean? We did not want him standing by the coaches all day again today. We want to put a cast on there, at least give him some pass sets and at guard and do some things.
Okay.
Coach, the Chargers defense gives up a lot of yards, gives up a fair amount of points, but they got a lot of sacks, a lot of interceptions. Have you noticed, do they take a lot of chances on their defense, or is there another explanation for the disparity between some of their defensive stats?
Well, I think when you're playing a Gus Bradley defense, you know, they're not overly complicated on first and second down, so you can move the chains from time to time. But what they do a good job of when they get you in third down, they're multiple in what they do coverage-wise and front-wise and blitz-wise, and they get you to force some bad throws, and that's what's happened. You know, they got five picks, I think, against Buffalo. Cleveland threw a big one and they had a forced fumble, and they wreak havoc on the quarterback in those third down situations. So there are yards to be had. It's a matter of maintaining a drive and trying to stay out of those third down and long, obvious passing situations. That's really where they feast on the quarterback.
Jay, how would you summarize Jordan Reed's season so far?
Well, I mean, I think, what do you want me to say? I mean, he hasn't been out there the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, so he's been incomplete, I guess. But, you know, it's just unfortunate. Jordan is a big-time player for us, and when he's not out there, it has an effect on what we do. Anytime you lose a player of that magnitude, as gifted as he is talent-wise, it's going to have a little bit of an effect. But, you know, Vernon and Niles and Sprinkle have stepped in and done some good things. But, unfortunately, Jordan's doing everything he can to get well. You know, I just hate the people sometimes label him as injury prone. It's just unlucky. You know, he had a bad toe coming into camp, and then I think with that bad toe, he's tried to just put too much weight on the other leg, and I think that's affected his hamstring. So the big thing is to get him back to healthy, whether it's this week, next week, or the week after, or in the offseason.
What's the difference, do you think, between someone being labeled as injury-prone and someone just unlucky with injuries?
Well, I just think availability, durability, you know, that's just if you're available every week, you're not. If you're not, then sometimes you get that label, unfortunately. And it's no fault of the player. It's just a physical game, and guys are going to get injured. It's just unfortunate it's happened to Jordan in his career. And he's doing everything right. He works extremely hard in the weight room. He's put on weight. He runs. He's in great shape. It's just been very unfortunate. We need him to get well for the success of this team.
Jay Kirk has a large body of work with you guys, a lot of games as a starter. What is left that you want to see out of him for the rest of the season? I know it's a moving target as he keeps growing as a quarterback, but what more do you want to see from him?
Well, we want to see from everybody. We want to see everybody continue to compete and finish out the season. You know, this is a 16-game season, and you're not graded on one game. You're graded on the whole body of work, and your body of work is your career. And I just want to see steady growth and progression, and that's what he's given us so far. You know, he's had a lot of different linemen he's played with. He's had new receivers he's had to play with. Tight ends are kind of been in and out, and running backs, we've had a lot of new ones there, and he's done a great job of competing and doing the best he can, and he's still learning as he goes. So I've been impressed with Kirk, his mental makeup, his physical, the way he's handling some of these rushes and moving around the pocket now, but he's still just continuing to get better and better, and that's what we want to see.
With the playoffs basically a mathematical impossibility, do you change rotations, change snap counts, things like that, to try to take a look at whether it's a younger guy or maybe a veteran that is going to be a free agent that you want to get a better look at? Is that kind of the plan over the last month, or do you just play every game kind of straight ahead?
No, we're going to play. Like, we're still in it. I think there are some mathematical possibilities where we can get in, and I know it's a long shot, but this is a 16-game season. We know that anything can happen, so we're continuing to play to win. That's the only way we know how.
Jay, we've asked you lots of different questions all year about the receivers. In terms of Kirk's relationship with them, how have you seen the evolution? Last year had a bunch of veterans, this year a lot younger group. How have you seen the evolution with him as sort of the mentor leader on some level for them?
I think he's been good. I think it's been good all the way around. Ike's done a good job with the receivers, getting them ready, and I think the rapport, whatever. What's that word? Rapport? Yeah. You guys are all reporters. You should know. I think it's getting better and better. You know, I really do. I think there are still some things we're going to continue to coach, whether you have a 10-year veteran or a rookie or a 2-year guy. But I've been impressed with Ryan and Jameson. And Josh has done a good job, so I've been impressed with those guys. Quick, when he gets his opportunity, he plays pretty well. There's some things we always are going to coach and always try to clean up, but I think there's a lot to work with at that group. And Kirk's done a good job working with them and making sure we're on the same page.
I wanted to go back to the inside linebackers just real quick. When you said Zach before, did you mean Zach Brown or Vigil? Okay, anyway, so just how important are they to like kind of your scheme of what you guys are trying to do? Like, they call the plays, but just overall, like, how does it kind of all fit together?
Who, the linebackers?
Yeah, the inside, like, part of it.
Well, you know, one of them has a microphone in their helmet, and they get the call, then they transfer it to the lineman and the secondary, and communication's big, and then change of strength. Sometimes you have double-digit calls, and they have to communicate based on formation or whatever it is. So I've mentioned it before, but communication on defense is absolutely critical, and those guys being able to communicate the defense with signals, with DJ, has been very important.
Jay, winning games is the obvious answer, but besides winning, just in the way the team performs in the last month of the season, what do you need to see? How would you like to see this team finish?
You know, I think the big thing is I just want to make sure that we're continuing to compete at the highest level. And there's nobody in here that's, you know, feeling sorry for themselves or any of that stuff, which I don't think we have. You know, just watching them practice out here today and watching them pay attention to meetings every day and the mental makeup these guys have, I think they're going to move forward and do the best they can and compete and try to win a game. But at the end of the day, you know, you say other than winning, it's all about winning. And that's what measures success in this league, winning and losing. So it's important for us to finish the fourth quarter out stronger than the way we started. So that's all I'm looking for, is for the guys who haven't had a lot of experience, for them to continue to gain experience and play better, and the veteran guys to make sure they lead the right way and continue to play better also.
With Monte in earlier this year, DJ was able to play down in the box a lot. With Monte out, that's had to switch and he's had to play back off. How do you think that's affected your defense as a whole?
A little bit, probably. You know, I think Monte's got such great range, you know what I mean? It's able DJ to freelance a little bit more possibly, but, you know, I think with the Shazer in the game, I think he's still a young safety, so it's more communication, make sure everybody's on the same page, so DJ's got a little bit more on his plate than he probably would if Monte was in there, but yeah, Monte's a young player too, so still they're having to communicate, but I think DJ's done a great job of adjusting whatever his role is. You know, I think that's what really drew us to him, was his ability to be a whole safety, be able to be a box safety, be able to cover tight ends out in the backfield or whatever it is. He's an all-around safety, which has been great, and he's been a great leader for us.
Jay, just the challenge, I guess, and your reaction, your impression of Phillip Rivers, who doesn't get the attention of some of, you know, a lot of the quarterbacks, especially he's on this list of all-time greats for career passing touchdowns, and the way he's been playing coming in, especially the last three games.
Yes, Phillip has always been one of my favorites. He's very accurate with the football. He's a great competitor. And when you look at him, he's only been sacked, I think, 12 or 13 times. He gets the ball out of his hands. You can tell what a great competitor he is on tape. I've never met him, but, you know, you can just tell by the way he plays and the way he dominates the game with his team and leads them. You know, he's a great leader, accurate, and he's a big-time player. So, again, going on the road playing against Phillip Rivers' led football team is going to be a great challenge for our defense, but hopefully we'll get ready to go. But a ton of respect for Mr. Rivers.